this isn't really an IT discussion. It's just a human discussion.
The Journey to Cloud with Nutanix CIO Wendy Pfeiffer.
The only way that we progress is from a position of humility, a position of honesty, and then we have to have a desire to progress. We have to have a hunger to do the work. And so if people inside of a company have that hunger, then that company will progress. If an IT department has that hunger and that humility and that desire to progress, then we don't have to do gigantic things. Every small thing we do makes a difference. That has led us to what I'm going to call step 10. We now have this common substrate, which is helping us to operate a virtual private cloud effectively across on-premise and public cloud environments. We have this common AOS and AHV, making everything that we run efficiently and make the most efficient use of resources. Also, our people are running a single shared technical and operational environment. On top of that, we are measuring how effectively and efficiently we deliver services, both business services and capabilities to our company, as well as services to our employees. And as we measure any opportunities for improvement, we're applying modern technologies and tools to address those challenges. And so we are doing more and more things right the first time as we continuously improve. And our NPS scores are remaining at 90 or above, meaning our employees are continuously being presented with very productive ways of working. The next thing that we're doing, I'm the living example of that right now, we're starting to share this with our peers outside of Nutanix. This has been such a transformational and powerful journey for Nutanix. And we're also learning from how other folks use our technologies. We are constantly tuning that engine. We're constantly fueling ourselves and our team members with new opportunities to improve. Over time, but especially over the next, let's call it 6 to 12 months, as the world is figuring out how to move ahead in this time of hybrid cloud, hybrid work, hybrid modes of everything, education, doing business, communication, etc. Look, we're having to do everything well all at once. At the same time, there's so much pressure on us economically, and we have much less ability to actually send people in to do hands-on work. So we have to do much more virtually and remotely and so on. We don't want the easy button, but we want the healthy button. We want the button that allows us to keep that very diverse, complex ecosystem healthy through every season, through every time of change. And we want every member of that ecosystem to thrive, whether it's sales or R&D or finance or legal or even IT folks themselves. And no matter in what geography, no matter in what area of the world, no matter in what vertical, we need to have this capability to run and manage our ecosystems well. And the ideal model for doing that is hybrid cloud. And the only way to truly run a hybrid cloud is to have a common operating system and hypervisor and set of tools. At this point, the only vendor I know of who offers that is Nutanix. Yes, I work for Nutanix, but it's technically correct that we're the only ones who have this capability at this time. And so it's just been a pleasurable journey for me at Nutanix. And I'm hoping that this journey and talking about how we got from where we started to this point today will be helpful to others as they're working through this time.
Wendy Pfeiffer is the Chief Information Officer of Nutanix. This podcast series of 10 Steps to Cloud comes from her ebook, Charting the Course to Cloud. This is the Tech Barometer podcast from The Forecast. Listen to other podcasts in this series with Wendy Pfeiffer at theforecastbynutanix.com.